I would like to, first of all, thank God, you know, for his many blessings and kindness towards me and my family. And you know, I also want to send thanks and appreciation to my own family, my friends and friends, my political institution, the Magic Congress of Democratic Change, and the Liberian people for all the love and support given me through all these years. Let me use the occasion again to remind the Liberian people that we are staying in the political vanguard and are still striving to bring about those changes that will improve the quality of life, the masses of our people, where the vast majority of the Liberian people were forced to send their children to school. And we are ready, you know, for that change that will bring a total reconciliation and peace to our country and stability.
Talking about a wonderful day, we haven't heard a lot from you since the 2011 election. Recently, I've been kind of hearing rumors that you are planning on running for a Senate seat. Could these rumors be true?
James, first of all, my political institution, we have our strategies. I think we're going to re-strategize to make sure that we go for these 2014 elections to bring people that can win those positions. Because you know that going to this position, you have to go through primaries. But for now, I can't say anything more than what I can tell you.
Talking about election, what do you make of the comments allegedly made recently by President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf about the 2005 elections? The president reportedly speaking to a group of people in Harlem, New York, said that women who voted for her in 2005 told her that they took away their children's voting cards because if they did not, those children would have voted for a younger candidate. You, Ambassador Weah, was that candidate who ran against then-candidate Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Let me give you a chance to comment on what the president reportedly said.
Well, James, first of all, today is my birthday, and it should be a peaceful day for me. You know, but I think the only thing I can say, you know, that comment, you know, coming from the president, and that is immoral, careless, but I'm not surprised because the CDC highlighted this in 2005 and 2011. You know, it undermines the peace and stability and the total disregard to our democratic environment that we strive to develop and maintain in Liberia. You know, but again, Liberia must move forward, you know, and use this admission of guilt by Madam to rebuild our electoral process and continue to support the reforms suggested by the consortium of political parties. We must look beyond Madam Sirleaf, as she has failed us immensely.
There have been, I would say, some disagreements within your Congress for Democratic Change party to the point that some of your staunch members have left to form an alternative group. What happened? And are you doing anything at all to bring those defected members back into your party?
The word "strong" member is a harsh word, you know. And again, when you talk about strong, I think for us, for me as a leader, every member is strong in the Congress for Democratic Change. The fact that you are a lawmaker or you are ex-chairman of the Congress for Democratic Change doesn't make you stronger than anybody. I think that norms in our party, everybody will be governed by the norms of our political party. And nobody is above the law. You know, then Horatio Gould, you know, I don't want to cite people's name and Geraldine or Horatio Gould and all that. I think, first of all, you know, when I was vice presidential candidate, you know, Geraldine went against the norms of the party. And our leader at that time, Winston A. Tubman, who I respect a whole lot, you know, and felt that the statement was reckless. And they took it to the executive committee. And they, based on their meetings and their findings, Geraldine was expelled from the party. And then Horatio Gould, being a former chairman of CDC that was impeached due to Matheson, you know, taking the party funds, you know, $25,000. I mean, the laws are there. You know, anybody do these acts in our political party, you know, we can be crying about corruption, claiming that Ellen government is corrupt, and then we promote corruption. So there's rules and guidelines to primaries. And he was not qualified to go to the primary. Based on that, he decided to go home with the fund alternative call for democratic change. But this is not my concern. You know, CDC is for all Liberians. And those who are felt that they did wrong and they think that their party, you know, the labor for that party, they want to come back. Hey, you know, we talk about peace for the whole country. I mean, but they must understand that they have done wrong to the party, and they come back if they want to come back, and then they continue to strive for the party and the interests of the people.
There have been some criticisms that you, as the founder of the CDC, has somewhat personalized the party to the point that you single-handedly picked who should be the leader of the CDC. I'd like to give you a chance to comment on that.
Well, it never happened, and it never will. You know, as I stated, you know, I believe in democracy and transparency. And all along, James, I've worked in the interest of CDC, and everybody, those who are, and not those who are asking for, trying to fulfill their personal aggrandizement, you know, because if you come to me in CDC and they all know, say, oh, Ambassador, I want to run, the first thing I say, go to the chairman and go to the party, you know. But we must understand that when you enter into a primary, the person that will validate you, and you don't make it, you're not successful. I mean, you should blame on somebody.